Listen, Think, Talk, a podcast series brought to you by Seward Consulting, focused on relevant ways to impact and influence organizational cultures in the fields of business and education. This is Steve Seward, a communications specialist and founder of Seward Consulting. Let's explore authentic, game-changing ways to move theory into action through an intentional focus on listening, thinking, and behaving. Internal and external forces drive behaviors and ultimately lead to motivation, resourcefulness, and self-efficacy. Have you ever wanted to give up, walk away, or even re-engage with an individual, group, or organization? If the answer is yes, then keep on listening. The drivers behind these emotions are a result of the three C's: connections, competency, and control. When these three forces are functioning together, holonomy exists. When one or more of these forces begins to deteriorate, polarities begin to form. These forces can be analyzed and influenced to help you and others achieve your common goals. When thinking about yourself and those that you interact with, something you will want to consider is the examination of these internal forces that drive behavior. After analysis, you can determine how to influence the environment to realign the forces and ultimately realign the behaviors. In this podcast, we'll explore the forces of connections, competency, and control, and what you can do to navigate these forces within yourself and those you interact with. As a result, you will be able to encourage thinking while crafting an environment of success. These are things we have complete control over and influence over. Things that can have dynamical influences within your personal and professional worlds. Listen, think, and get ready to engage in the topic of behavior analysis within yourself and those you engage with. Let's explore the three C's. The first one is connections. It's the relationship in which a person, thing, or an idea is linked or associated with something else. The key idea with this is people need to have a sense of belonging and connectedness with others. A question to consider is simply, where do I belong? There are examples of how to build these connections with people. We can stop by and simply say hello. We can learn about them, their family, and their passions. We can provide a data-based compliment. We can seek advice from them, treat them with respect, and meet with them one-on-one. Sometimes when people struggle, it's because of the lack of connection that they feel with either the organization or somebody within the organization. The second C is competency. It's the ability to do something successfully and efficiently. The key idea here is people have the need to build their competency and develop mastery over tasks that are important to them. A question to consider is, what is my skill and or will and my current cognitive level with what I'm being asked to do? Sometimes people simply struggle because what they're being asked to do is not familiar to them. Some ways that you can build competency, the skill or will, is simply by valuing what the person can do versus what they can't do or are not doing, a strengths-based approach. Another is to encourage risk-taking, to chunk or organize information, ensure that the tasks are important to them and led by them, find a shared article or read something to explore together, model vulnerability and flexibility when you engage with this individual, provide explicit examples, and through all of this, build their self-efficacy. Remember that people need to build their competency over things that are important to them. Then they will have the ability to do things successfully and efficiently. The final C is control. It's the power to influence or direct people's behaviors or the course of events. The key idea with control is that people need to feel that they are the masters of their own destiny. A question to consider is, what's in it for me in relationship to choice, flexibility, and the outcome? Some examples of how to provide control for people who might be struggling in this area are to provide at least two structured choices or opinions. Ask for their thinking before adding yours. Interact with a positive presupposition. Have a goal-setting conversation followed by action planning. Paraphrase and question to help them organize their thoughts. Be open to accepting their thinking and build upon that. Lead versus dictate. and allow them to feel that they are the masters of their own destiny, influencing or directing people's behavior over the course of the events that they have complete control over. When the three C's, connection, competency, and control, are operating at high levels, people's behaviors are aligned to the goals and are resourceful. If one or more of these are low, we need to figure out the ways in which we can operate with that person or ourselves to get ourselves to a common goal. Think about yourself or someone you engage with personally or professionally. Now, think of a time when you or they struggled with a situation or with the implementation of an idea. What were the behaviors? Think back to those three C's, connection, competency, and control. Which were present and strong? Which needed attention? Based on this, what could you have done to influence the situation with an effort to enhance the desired behaviors and mindsets? By noticing these three, we can change culture, we can change behaviors, and we can change the ways in which we interact with one another. Connection, competency, and control. As quoted by Brian Lee, almost all conflict is a result of violated expectation. As you think about your interactions, your goals, and the goals of those around you, remember these key ideas. A successful outcome will depend on two things: how you interact and how you say it. Understand, there are more points of view than yours. Think flexibly. Also remember that every conflict has a history. Don't let the past taint your present perceptions and assumptions. Be intently curious. The three C's will help to guide behaviors that you hope to see: connection, competency, and control. Knowing the importance of growing and maintaining yourself and those around you, you will not want to miss the opportunity to give me a shout. We can analyze the behaviors of individuals, small groups, or an entire organization, thinking of ways to support a culture of motivation, resourcefulness, and self-efficacy. Thanks for listening, thinking, and focusing on how your intentional talk can produce communication and success within your organization. Don't forget to check out SteveSewardConsulting.com, subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast, review the podcast, or tell a friend about it. Be sure to join our email list and download the white paper. Remember to contact